I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. In our four previous programs, we've broken down the art of pitching into four steps: learning to pitch, dressing for self-defense, preparing to pitch, and getting ready for the ball to be hit. This show closes out the series on pitching with what to do after the ball is hit. As we said in our last show, you should move backwards and to the left or right, depending on whether the pitch is inside or outside. This will put you in excellent position to field a ball that comes right back at you. If the ball is hit on the ground and the bases are empty, let your infielders do their jobs. If there are men on base, you'll have a decision to make. Are your infielders always on top of the situation, or do they make mental errors once in a while? It might be a good idea for you to remind them where the play should go. On an infield grounder with a man on first and less than two out, yell play two and point to second base. With men on first and second and less than two out, yell play three and point at third. Now, if there are men on first and third, it's probably best to let the fielder decide what to do because there just isn't time to analyze the situation and try to relay information to the fielder. He has to decide instantaneously. Does he take the easy out at first, or does he chance a double play knowing the runner on third will probably score if the batter beats the throw? He can't decide what he's going to do in advance because the speed of the batted ball may determine whether or not there's a chance for a double play. Now, some teams have infielders who never need help and would in fact get a bit angry if you tried to tell them what to do, but there are a lot of infielders, especially in rec ball and church leagues, who appreciate the help. Next, whenever the ball is grounded to your left, immediately break for first base. You may be needed to make the out if the first baseman fields the ball. This is simple basic softball, but I see this rule broken almost every night in league ball. The first baseman scrambles to field the ball, and when he turns to throw to first, the pitcher's still standing behind the pitcher's plate. There's nobody to throw to, and the runner's easily safe at first. The pitcher sheepishly apologizes, the first baseman is angry and frustrated, and the quality of play may well deteriorate from then on. Everyone on the team is discouraged when the pitcher makes a mental error like failing to cover first. If the ball is hit to the shortstop or third baseman, the pitcher should drop down out of the way if there's any chance at all that he might be in the path of the throw to first. It doesn't happen often, but the pitcher should be aware that he might be in the path of a throw from first to third, and from second to home, and from home to second. Boy, sounds like the pitcher is in danger of being hit not just by the batter, but by his own infielders, too. When the ball's hit to the outfield, don't just stand there. Run and back up somebody. Whenever a throw comes in from the outfield, and runners are running, back up whichever infielder is involved. Finally, many teams have a power hitter who isn't too good on defense, and they put him at catcher. If you have such a catcher, it might be a good idea for you to handle the plays at the plate and have the catcher back you up. This will be a problem for some catchers who feel they're being dissed when you do this, so ask your manager what you should do. Let the catcher get mad at him. Hey, that's why he's making the big bucks, right? For more articles about coaching, managing, playing, pitching, catching, adult slow pitch softball, drop by my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's all one word, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.